Andrew Brady, good afternoon.
Hi, Ollie. How are you?
I'm good, Andrew. There's outrage over a Brexit headline in a paper.
Yeah, from the Daily Telegraph. So this was yesterday's headline, but it's got repercussions today. They ran a headline, 15 Conservative members of Parliament. They put pictures beside all 15, so, you know, helpfully the public can identify them. And they accused them of being Brexit mutineers. So these are Conservative MPs who the papers say are going to rebel against the government's Brexit plans. One of them, Anna Soubry, has stood up in Parliament and said that her office have now referred to police five threats that have been made against her off the back of that newspaper coverage yesterday. So that's just one female MP. One of the 15 has had five threats made against her off the back of that publicity yesterday. So I think, you know, newspapers start need to be more responsible, because people read it, people have opinions, and some people get very violent. And this is very, very dangerous territory we're in, where newspapers are effectively kind of shaming politicians on the front pages, and we've got this kind of behaviour. It's appalling.
Now, this is very interesting, and we're going to talk about it in more detail after five, because our state government's considering something similar. Scotland to bring in minimum pricing for alcohol.
Yes, they will become the first country in the world to do this, 2018. The law will basically be passed. Now, what has happened, the last legal challenge has been overcome. The Scottish Whisky Association, they had challenged this repeatedly. Nicola Sturgeon's government are pushing ahead with this. So each unit of alcohol will have a minimum price of 50 pence sterling, so about a dollar a unit of alcohol. The issue is Scotland, and I'm saying this as an Irish person as well, we're quite aware of our issues with alcohol. Scotland has an issue with alcohol. I think a lot of countries have. It's extremely cheap some places. People can go to a supermarket. I think it was best illustrated by a colleague of mine. I see his report this morning. He went to a supermarket in Scotland with a £20 note, and he came out carrying nine super bottles of very strong cider. You know, he can barely carry, this is a big guy, and he can barely carry nine big 3 litre bottles of cider, and he still had change out of £20. Now, one of these bottles would knock you out, make you drunk. Nine for 20 quid. That's the problem. People are buying it in an industrial scale, and society has the kind of whirlwind afterwards that comes with it, with the violence, with the incidents in hospital, all of the problems. Scotland is putting its hand up and saying, we're doing something about this.
Now, will Boris Johnson go to Iran with Nazanin's husband?
We're waiting to find out. So Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe remains in prison in Tehran. The Iranians have accused her of being a spy. Boris blundered his way into the whole situation last week. Talk about diplomacy. Boris said in Parliament that she was out there training journalists. She wasn't. She works for a charity. She was out there with her little girl, Gabriella, visiting the grandparents. She's been in prison for 19 months. So Boris held a meeting yesterday with the husband, Richard Ratcliffe. I met Richard afterwards, and he said that he was very grateful. He said Boris seems very serious about getting his wife home for Christmas. And Mr. Ratcliffe said to the Foreign Secretary, look, if you go to Iran, please, can I come with you? And Boris is considering it. He says it would be unprecedented, but he wants to get Nazanin home.
Now, Ireland's out. How are England's World Cup chances?
Jose Mourinho on our TV screens this morning, he has done a tour of Jaguar Land Rover. He's inspecting vehicles, and, you know, it's funny. It looks like he knows what he's doing. You know, it's a typical Mourinho, looking very serious. But he's given an interview afterwards, and he says that he thinks England have a real chance at the World Cup next year in Russia. He said the quality of players that they have now, if you look across the England team, Dele Alli, Harry Kane, all the way through, there are some fantastic players for England. They're coming together as a team. They drew with Germany there the other day, and Brazil as well, 2-0 draws. But ultimately, Mourinho says England will have a real chance at the World Cup next year. But of course, his native Portugal, defending European champions, they, I think, will have a great chance too.
Enda, thank you.
Well done, the Socceroos. See you, Ollie.